your daughter's house, W2T, still sitting at home.
Oh, that's affirmative, Rusty. It's a beautiful day out here. I have no idea what the temperature is because, it's around 50. But the car thermostat, of course, is warm after just pulling out. Headed that way, it takes about 25 minutes to get down there.
About 44 degrees on my back porch right now, so, you know, and that's in the shade, of course, so. Yeah, I guess you'll just have to figure out what it is as you go down the road, you know?
Conversation said it was up to 50. And I just put new batteries in it this morning on the display register. I enjoy that a lot. Let me turn this radio down. It's a nice thing to have. And I have display registers in one in the bedroom and one in the basement and one in the kitchen. So I can kind of watch it, and it's interesting.
Be back in a second. I got someone delivering stuff to me, W2T.
And Gerald TR.
You doing, N4DJC?
Rusty, I'd give it a 10, Jerry.
It's a minute ago and maybe 30 seconds of conversation. How's he doing?
Well, you know, he sounds pretty good. He's had a little fever and a headache, but overall, I think he's great compared to a lot of them.
I'm glad to hear that. I didn't hear him yesterday. I'm sure he's not trying to, you know, save his voice some, I suppose. I noticed David... I can't remember David's calling that CBA, might be KB4CBA. He tested positive yesterday, too.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. She had been playing a lot of tennis, but gee, me, you're not close together when you're playing tennis. But I know his ministerial background, and so he might have been attending church. I don't know. But I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, Tim, he seemed to be doing okay. He went to called a doctor and I think he had to get a doctor's order to get tested. And he got tested at Batewood. It didn't take very long, I don't think. But he just said he wasn't feeling well. He didn't say anything specifically about being very sick, and he certainly didn't sound that way. With all the Tennessee players, I'm supposing he's in good health anyway.
He assumed he was in excellent health. But you know, he said he thought he was coming down with a cold and wasn't feeling real good. And I just assumed it was because he was out there playing in that cold weather all the time.
The seasonal flu, and yeah, this is a time of year when, yeah, your heat runs all the time. It dries the air up. It just makes things miserable for all of us that have any respiratory issues, whether it be allergies or otherwise.
He's been down there with these northern fronts, and you can bet we're going to have a couple more months of it now, Jerry. They said an appreciable change is coming, and a more sustained cold weather is coming in the next week.
Reminds me, as usually, February and March has been traditionally much worse than December and January. It doesn't surprise me at all. I was hoping we'd bypass some of the ice. That'll suit me. Snow's one thing, but ice is just, we've got most of the trees damaged. Sure, it make travel difficult.
We are. Well, I'll just tell you, I don't have to get out on the ice and snow anymore. And I won't. Well, living in Kansas for 62 years, well, you know how the weather was up there, and it was bad. I'll never forget one night, and you got to realize, I've been through survival school, some pretty tough times, and in the service there, and I didn't really get deathly scared until one day. We had flown back to Kansas. Where'd we come from that time, Bernice, when we come out? Anyways, we landed in Kansas City, and there was a snowstorm. And we went out to that outpatient, whatever they call them. Pardon me? Huh? Oh, we come from Las Vegas, and one of the two times that we went out there for a $99 special. And we come back, and we took the bus out to the car. And when we got out to the car, the bus just stopped at the ABC-type bus stop thing and let you off. Well, we didn't think about it, but we couldn't see our license tag because the car was covered up with snow. And we couldn't find N0TR's car. And it was blowing probably 25 to 35 miles an hour. Visibility was very, very limited, and the temperature was down around 10 degrees or so. You know what? I got scared. I had Bernice with me, of course. We went back to that little bus stop, and there was an emergency phone in there, and I thought, yeah, I'll bet that don't work. And you know it did. It took them quite a little bit, because that out parking is quite a long ways there in Kansas City. And they come out and picked us up and took us back to the terminal. I think we would have perished that night had that phone not worked.
You kind of take it for granted these days with all the cell phone service, but when cell phone service doesn't work, you know, people just come to a standstill and that twist your pair, you know, it usually, unless the lines are down, it usually works, you know, it works all the time. That's one thing I remember very well from we had ice storms in the past. You might lose phone service a little while, but it didn't stay down long. And of course, nowadays, you don't tell what the deal is, but that's one of the reasons I always had HC or something handy. I never had to use it for anything like that, but I always, you know, had confidence that I could probably get through to somebody.
Ham radio was definitely a survival tool, and I carried a handy talkie a whole lot in my earlier days. Well, cell phones hadn't even been invented when this happened, and it takes quite a bit to scare me, but that was scary, and freezing to death is a real bad way to go. I guess you just kind of fall off to sleep. But we couldn't have made it back to the terminal. It would have been impossible. And I don't know. It was just one of the scariest situations. Another time, I was working when I first got out of service. I was working at Armature Works. And they did mine power equipment. And one of the bosses come out and asked for volunteers to take a piece for a diesel engine up to a power mine up in Missouri. And, of course, the mines, they always paid more money than we ever made. So guess who volunteered, you know? Well, I did all right going up there. But then when I got there, they broke my key off in the trunk, and I think they would have disassembled that car to get at that piece because the mine was shut down because the engine that pulled the coal cars out was down for this piece. So I watched them while they took out my back seat and some guy crawled through that little hole back there and opened that trunk. And they were supposed to pay me $50, and they actually paid me $75. And on the way back, I noticed all these cars in the ditch on Highway 71 north of Lamar, Missouri. And I thought, well, it must just be poor drivers. It's N0TR. So anyways, I carried on, and I turned back west towards Prairie Center and Minden Mines. And there's nothing out there, Jerry. And when they say Prairie Center, it's prairie. And as I went across there, the highway disappeared. and it was, again, it was the same situation as Kansas City, and I was even younger then, and I couldn't see the highway, and there was no cars going across there, and the wind would actually blow me from the right side of the road to the left side of the road, and it was nothing, no houses at all, and my heater quit. So every mile or so, I had to get out and ship a hole in the ice so I could try to see a road that wasn't there. I was pretty scared that time, too.
W2T back. How you doing today?
Hey, Jerry. Well, I'm doing fair, doing fair. Had to jump out of here for a few minutes a while ago. I had somebody delivering some food to my house and some medicine for me, so had to go give them some money, pay the bill, as they, you know, pay the piper, as they say. But other than that, I'm faring pretty good for an old guy, you know.
What'd they give you, Rusty, for that Theraflu or something like that?
No, I just had them. They were picking up some potato chips and some M&Ms for me, and also some cough drops. I just needed something to soothe my throat. And I did a bit of coughing this morning, and it made it rough, so I figured I'd, since he was going to the grocery store for me after he got through at church today, I figured I'd just ask him if he'd pick these up, the cough drops up too, and he did, so. But I had to go out and stick some money in an envelope, stick it the door, out on the outside of the door for him so he could get it.
Well, you know, yourself, Jerry said KB4CBA, Dave has got that stuff. Go ahead, Jerry.
It was yesterday afternoon, and TJW and I were talking to him while he was in line. He waited in line. He didn't sound too bad to me, but he was not feeling well. And, of course, I was telling him Rusty, about you testing positive and just having had the shingles vaccine and thought it might be a reaction to that. But I'm glad you're doing okay anyway. The best thing I found for cough is high tea with honey in it. Just take a tablespoon or two of honey every once in a while. That really does cook your mouth, cook your throat well. It actually has mild antibiotic properties, salt water, global salt water, and that sort of thing is releases inflammation. Just ask for some of the home remedies do about as far as soothing. Some of the home remedies work about as well as some of the other stuff does.
I do things, but these hall soothers, they call hall soothers, they seem to work real well for me. I like having them on hand. And usually I have some. And I had a bag, but the bag was empty, so it didn't do me a whole lot of good. So he was going to the grocery store for me anyway, so he was able to pick it up. And I just had to put some money, some more money in the envelope out there than I had already put, because I figured my bill was going to be about $12, and it turned out to be $13. So it is what it is and all. So I'm just kind of sitting here and taking it easy. Go ahead, Tom.
General, well, that sounds like good advice from Jerry. And Bernice said that CBA's daughter and son-in-law just had the COVID also, Jerry. Go ahead.
Hear that. I must have missed that part. But my sister-in-law gave my wife a little remedy that uses ginger and cinnamon and hot water and honey. And she calls it a voodoo mixture, and it's kind of tart. I think she put some lemon in it too. But it worked pretty well. She calls it a voodoo tea mix, but it worked pretty well for her. And I think the main thing is to keep the congestion down and to keep it loose so you can get it up, if, you know, cough it up if you have to, and don't swallow, spit it out. Just all those sorts of things. My doctor of 40 years retired this past year, and he was one of these guys, he'd give you the right stuff, and then he'd also tell you about the home remedy stuff too. So you can't discount that stuff. He said it worked for years before we had antibiotics, and he said it'll work now if you just use it as a supplement. And I think they pretty much agree that, you know, vitamin D supplements will help somewhat too, and zinc does too, I think. Just in moderation. I don't think high doses really help that much.
They're giving me zinc to take, and it's not a high dose, but I've got to take it for one tablet a day for first five days I'm sick. And I've got, you know, during the daytime I take DayQuil, and at night I take NyQuil and all, because that helps keep my congestion broken up, and it works good for me, and I've been using that for years, and I started taking that as soon as I started feeling yucky, but I figured, you know, it was about time. The morning I woke up with a high fever and the cough and the headache, real bad headache. I figured then was the time. Now's the time to go see the doctor and let them, you know, put the word to me as to what exactly is wrong. And so I went there and got taken care of. And it seems to, you know, it seems everything they've given me a bunch of stuff. And so I'm following the rules. I'm taking it as I'm supposed to. And staying home. And Dave, his getting it, CBA's getting it, doesn't quite surprise me, because he's the one to continue to go out and have the tennis, play the tennis matches and things like that, and all around. So that right there would make me, I'd have avoided those first thing, because you're going to get out there and get hot and sweaty and, you know, taking lots of deep breaths and everything else with everybody else around. And you're not the only guy on the tennis court, you know. So anyway, but I guess it is what it is, as they say. And we all have to do what we got to do and see where things go from there. WU2T, go ahead, Tom.
I even touching the newspaper of a morning. I wear gloves to go out and get in. And we don't touch it until after we've ate breakfast, and then we wash our hands off, of course. You just never know. And I don't worry so much about the Amazon and FedEx and that, but I go out and pick them up with gloves, and if I don't, I wash my hands immediately. But I heard Steve talking about gloves yesterday. Steve's the one that refused to, VWA, he refused to put on a mask and said that he'd been doing it so many years, and he was going in and out of these health facilities, and he didn't need a mask. Wrong. I don't know if he's changed his ways or not, but a mask is something not only to protect yourselves, it's to protect other people from you. And he's a big, healthy guy, but that stuff can put you down. It don't matter.
I'm not real sure. I think we all got our theories about things, but I think masks, if they do anything, they reduce the chance, and it may just reduce the amount of virus that you get. You may get a lesser dose of it, and it's almost like it's like the old flu vaccine had live attenuated flu virus in it, and that's kind of that's where the shingles vaccine was too, I think. You know, the original one did make you a little sick sometimes, and maybe wearing a mask just attenuates the amount of virus you get. If you do get it, maybe you get a milder case of it, who knows. But I did read that people that were O positive were less susceptible to having serious complications than other people. And I don't know how they derived that, but maybe they just checked out who had, you know, just used the data they had. But Tom, I was listening intently when you're talking about getting stuck out in that blizzard like that. That's terrible. I had one of the guys that I worked for was originally from Kansas, Salinas, I think, and he was a 26-year veteran of the Air Force, and he left the Air Force sometime back in the late 60s and early 70s. I was working for him back in the late 70s. And he told me, he said, two things I won't do. He said, I won't eat fish. He wouldn't eat fish on Friday anymore. He wouldn't wear a hat, and will never wear a pair of black shoes again. Thank you.
just waiting till the paid message got through. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of things that we do and don't do anymore. And, you know, and since they said go to mask, I went to the mask and I've worn my mask every day. Anytime I'm out around anybody else or if I'm here at the house, you know, I don't wear it in the house. And all, I've got one handy if I need it. And, but I kind of, in the house, I've got bottles of hand sanitizer all over the place. I go in, anytime I'm around doing any cooking or anything around the kitchen or anything like that, first thing I do is wash my hands. And, when I go out and go to the grocery store and all that, when I, first thing I do when I get back in the car is reach for a bottle of hand sanitizer I keep in the car and clean my hands before I do anything else. Pretty much that's my routine now, and I just kind of stay with it. It seems to be working, and like I said, I haven't got a clue as to where I picked this up, and since the incubation date time on this virus is 7 to 10 days, you know, I don't remember where I was 7 to 10 days ago. So, you know, as to how if I picked it up, if I have any idea where I picked it up, no. Because I could have been anywhere. But it is what it is. I have it. I will deal with it. I will obey the doctor's orders and do like I'm supposed to do and stay home, which I'm doing. And people are being nice to me. All the folks at church are coming by and bringing me the things I need or picking up stuff for me. So, and they leave it on the porch and I go out and pick it up after they leave and bring it in the house. So that's kind of the way it's going right now. WU2T, go ahead, Tom.
Sorry. Yeah, Jerry, I remember several times people dying going across western Kansas. And this was like western Kansas where I was out there on that prairie. But it was only for like, it was 11 miles across it and then another 9, I think, about 20 miles. But I remember two kids from the Air Force Academy, a young man and a young lady, and they froze to death out there in western Kansas. And I remember vaguely when I was a little boy, my dad decided to go to Wichita, which was 165 miles from southeast Kansas out to the Midwest there. And what normally was 15 miles, I think, from Augusta into Wichita, if that, took us 6 hours because the snow plows were getting stuck. And Dad, he wanted to go anyways, and we was in an old 55 Plymouth, and we thought we'd lost it there, and there were several feet of snow then. It was scary, and Kansas, it can be a bad place. It's like going across New Mexico or something. There's some moony places out there. Well, Rusty, sound like you're doing everything right. Good luck. And I got to sign off here, and I'll turn it back to Jerry. We have arrived down here looking at the horses out here in the field, and the pond is very pretty. That's not on my daughter's place, but it's real close. It's called the Mahaffey Plantation. We'll talk to you down the line, guys. Over to you, Jerry. This is NZTR, and I'm signed clear.
Time, we'll talk to you later, and Rusty, hope you continue to do okay. Take care of yourself and be cautious as always. I'm jumping out now too. I gotta run downstairs and do a few things and do a little computer work downstairs for my wife. But you guys have a nice afternoon, hopefully, and Rusty, you'll be our thoughts and prayers in 4DJC clear.
Alright, thanks guys and everybody be safe. I was getting ready to go on out of here anyway because I want to go fix, I'm getting a little bit hungry, so I'm going to go fix me a ham sandwich. And I've got some potato chips to go with it, so I'm ready to go. Catch up to both of you later. Y'all have a good one. W2T clear.